This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and there's suddenly a lot more of a dangerous toxin in the air after the firestorm that is coming up. But first, Mayor Bass now blaming LA City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley for not warning her about the weather forecast before the fires last month. Spokesman for the mayor tells the LA Times that before other weather emergencies, the mayor got a direct call from the fire chief, but this time he says that call never came. The National Weather Service had warned on January 2nd about extreme fire conditions starting around the 7th. The agency upped the risk the next day, and Bass left for Ghana as part of a presidential delegation on the 4th. Starting tonight at midnight, Metro is going to close the Van Nuys Metro G Line station parking lot and bike path for about 3 years for a bridge project. Natalie Davidian has more.
Metro is building a brand new elevated station to make the bus ride faster and smoother. The new station will be part of a bridge over Van Nuys Boulevard.
Metro will be detouring its buses off the dedicated right-of-way starting at Woodman and bypassing Van Nuys and going to Sepulveda Station. So the detour will be approximately three stations. And then at Sepulveda, it gets back onto the right-of-way and goes to Chatsworth.
Dave Sotero with LA County Metro.
At Van Nuys Boulevard, it's going to connect with the East San Fernando Valley Light Rail Transit Project. This is a $3.57 billion project for the San Fernando Valley.
The 18-mile G-Line has an average of 12,000 weekday boardings, most in the San Fernando Valley from North Hollywood to Chatsworth. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Congressional leaders and local officials got a good look at the progress happening on the Metro D-Line extension through the Mid-Wilshire area. You know, we drive by that. We've been driving by it for years. Pete Demetrio says officials are worried about potential funding cuts by the Trump administration.
Congressmembers Rick Larson of Washington State and Laura Friedman of California joined Councilwoman Katie Yaroslavsky at the soon-to-be-completed La Brea and Wilshire subway station. In spite of the progress on the D-Line extension, Congressman Larson says his concern about continued funding involves the erratic actions of the Trump administration and the Transportation Department so far.
The first memo was to stop all funding, all federal funding through the IIJA, regardless of contract obligations. That lasted about a day because they quickly realized that states actually get formula money. It just automatically comes. But they were stopping that formula money as well. So that tells me they actually don't have a good grasp of what they are doing. right now. And that is why we have to chase all these grants to ensure that the money that is even obligated by contract is going to get out.
Larson and Friedman say their role in Congress will be to ensure previously allocated funds for projects continues. As for the first phase of the D-Line extension from Western to La Cienega, that'll be open for public use sometime in the fall. At Wilshire and La Brea, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, tonight the L.A. Museum of Tolerance is going to light up an orange to remember the Beavis family and a great-grandfather. Hamas returned their bodies to Israel today, more than 500 days after they were kidnapped. But the IDF now says the body was not Shiri Beavis, and no match was found for any other hostage. Emily Valdez has more.
Kfir Beavis was just 9 months old when Hamas kidnapped him, his four-year-old brother Ariel, and their mother Shiri from their home in Israel on October 7th. The babies, with their bright red hair, have become poster children for the hostages. It was unclear until just days ago if they were dead or alive.
Today is a really sad day. This is one of those days when the worst possible scenario has turned out to be true.
Deborah Camille is with the Simon Wiesenthal Center. She says Oded Lifshitz, the 83-year-old murdered great-grandfather, was a peacenik who drove Palestinians to get medical care in Israel.
This group was particularly important to get a good view of what the Palestinian terrorist factions are looking for. This group was comprised of a great-grandfather who was 83 when he was taken, a young woman, and two babies, right? This is not resistance. This is terror.
Saturday, the museum will light up again in blue after six more living hostages are expected to be released.
The IDF says it does not know who she is or where the body of Shiri Beavis is right now. Search is on for a woman accused of stabbing a Cal Fire captain to death. The sheriff's office says Yolanda Marotti allegedly killed Rebecca Becky Marotti, her wife of 2 years in San Diego County. Deputies responded Monday morning to an assault with a deadly weapon. They found Rebecca Marotti with multiple stab wounds. They treated her until Cal Fire paramedics got there. Marotti served more than 30 years with Cal Fire, working in San Bernardino and Riverside. She also worked on the Eaton Fire. Deputies trying to solve a cold case murder of a woman probably killed about 50 years ago. Her name was Maritza Glean. She was married to a Marine named Howers Grimmett, who was transferred to the former El Toro Air Station in 1979. Bob Taft of the Orange County Sheriff's Cold Case Detail tells us a group of kids found her skull a few years later.
Her remains were discovered about 3 miles from the Marine Corps Air Station, but nobody could provide any information as to how or when she arrived in California. So that's the purpose of the outreach today, to maybe trigger some memories that would either see Maritza, Howard, or Terry in California in the late 1970s, early 1980s.
Grimmett says he broke up with Maritza before moving to Orange County, but officials are looking for somebody that can confirm that. If you have any recollection of Maritza Glean or Howard Grimmett in the late 70s or early 80s, you're asked to get in touch with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. Another warning about bad air. A lot of smoke and ash went up because of the fires, but now we're learning about a 110-fold increase in the amount of lead in the atmosphere compared to just before the fire storm. Chronic lead exposure has been studied quite a bit over the years. Experts know how damaging it can be to the brain and other organs, especially for kids. And what scientists have not been able to study as much yet is the sudden but short exposure to lead, like we're seeing right now in Southern California. Experts calling for a lot more research so we can understand the dangers. And coming up, a woman got stuck in a drain and also some new rules on hold that would have raised gas prices. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Limit Law Lawyer. Takes a limit of 40333 for a free case review. The new Secretary of Transportation, Sean Dovey, came to LA's Union Station today to announce an investigation into federal funding of the California High-Speed Rail Project, and he pulled no punches about its future.
The project's not going to happen. There is no timeline in which you're going to have a high-speed rail that goes from L.A. to San Francisco. That timeline does not exist.
And for good measure, I also call this a train to nowhere and a crappy project. Joining us now live is political analyst David McEwen of Sonoma State. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So $4 billion earmarked by the Biden administration for this link. And if that goes away, is that death for the whole plan?
It potentially could be. I mean, look, high-speed rail in California has been a political football. So you look at what's happened, say, since 2008, 2009, Obama administration through its second administration, funding high-speed rail, Trump pulling money back, Biden putting money back in. And there isn't enough money funded currently to even fund components of it. Just looking at, for example, the connector from Merced to Bakersfield, that has a funding gap of about $6.5 billion. So if you take out $4 billion, if you start to pay more scrutiny to the project, which is what Secretary Duffy announced today, it does put this project on life support. It requires a heavy lift for California while you're dealing with these issues with the Trump White House and what you're doing with recovery in LA in the wake of the wildfires.
A lot of business has been made about the ballooning costs for this high-speed rail project since it was first approved. Does Sean Duffy have a point about that?
He does. I mean, look, when voters approved this and talked about this measure in 2008, it was they approved about $9 billion. The whole project was supposed to cost a little more than $30 billion. It's now going to be three, four times that number, and it's not clear that it'll even be up and running by 2033. So if we fast forward to politics, we fast forward to what happens in the gubernatorial election of 2026, it's going to be incumbent on a number of politicians in California to build a relationship with what might be a hostile White House, a hostile transportation secretary, to move this measure forward. There's also the problem of the transportation corridor from San Francisco to LA, which is air. And it's been affordable for some time, and that also impacts the project. A number of jobs available. If the connector, for example, Merced, Bakersfield, in that area, that's an important element because those jobs, numbering in the hundreds, will be consistent for some period of time. But the delivery of high-speed rail to Californians before, say, 2032, 2033, that looks like a wish list as opposed to reality.
All right. Thank you so much. That is political analyst David McEwen of Sonoma State. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Well, we talked about it a minute ago. Mayor Bass saying that she didn't get that all-important phone call about the weather warnings before she left on her trip to Ghana. And, of course, that led to the devastating wildfires in January. That's on the way.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Mayor Karen Bass ramping up her fight with LA Fire Chief Kristen Crowley over the Palisades fire. The mayor's spokesperson now says that she never got a direct call from the chief about how bad those fire weather forecasts were before the fire broke out January 7th. Of course, at the time, Mayor Bass was out of the country in Ghana. Joining us now live to dig in some more on this is KNX News City Hall reporter Craig Figner. Craig, thanks for joining us right now. What do you make of this line from the mayor that she just was not aware of the warnings?
Well, so in this statement from her spokesperson or her office, she's saying she didn't receive a phone call. Is that what I'm understanding? I just want to make sure I'm understanding that first.
Yes, she said she didn't get this phone call like she usually does before a severe weather warning.
Okay, well, she was in West Africa, so she left for West Africa. It was January the 4th from Los Angeles, then went to Andrews, caught a military flight there, arrives in Ghana, I believe, on January the 5th. And so that's when the National Weather Service posted its warning of a threat of widespread damaging winds. Now, there had been a weather watch in effect on January 3rd before she left, or maybe the very day that she left. I think it was just before before she left. So I don't know when that phone call would have come in. But then January 6th is when these weather warnings escalated, and she had put out, or I should say LA City Emergency Alerts had put out, this warning of extreme fire danger. And then on the 6th of January, so that's the day before, she had posted her first statement about the fires on the social media. And then January 7th at local time, 2 o'clock in the morning, because, big time difference between West Africa. She's there for what's, I believe, a 6-hour ceremony. And then the Palisades fire breaks out around 10:30 in the morning, January the 7th. So between all of that, about 8 o'clock in the morning, January 7th, we understand from a statement from LAFD that's also been posted on social media that they sent out 2 emails to what they are calling different officials or city officials about the upcoming weather event, about this red flag status. So there were those emails. As far as a phone call, though, I have talked with people at Los Angeles City Hall who, during the Palisades fire disaster, the early hours of it, they had difficulty reaching the mayor. Mm. It could have been because of cell phone connectivity based on where she was. It could have been because of time difference. That I don't know. But I do want you to hear this, because maybe in the 12:40 p.m. time frame on January 7th, so very early into the Palisades fire disaster, the mayor and the fire chief, Kristen Crowley — you won't hear her in this clip, but you'll hear the mayor praising Chief Crowley's response to the wildfires while the mayor was still in West Africa.
When we saw the wind warning, of course, with the outstanding leadership from our fire department, we immediately moved. We know that this is a historic event, and so we moved aggressively to make sure that we deployed resources right away in the high-risk areas. So we didn't want to wait. We were proactive about that, and we called in assistance throughout the region, meaning Orange County, Ventura County, and Elder County. And as a historic weather event, and I just again want to thank the leadership of Kristen Crowley and the Los Angeles Fire Department that are always on the ready.
Always on the ready. Thanking the leadership of Chief Crowley. So something, I don't know what, changed between then and now, and the mayor talking in this new statement from her office about some level of disappointment. I genuinely can't explain it, and that's basically all I cover is City Hall and the Los Angeles leadership, namely the mayor.
All right, Craig Figner at KDXU City Hall, thanks so much for being here today. Stocks down today. The Dow closing down 451. The S&P down 27. NASDAQ down 94. That's your nonstop news at 5. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
We are surrounded by countless heroes who have stepped up with bravery and compassion to help our community in this time of crisis. I'm Heather Jordan. Nominate a KNX Helpful Honda Hero of the Week by sending an email to heroes@knxnews.com.
Court Furniture Outlet's President's Day sale event has been extended through Monday. Don't pay high retail prices. Court Furniture prices are always super low because they lease their high-quality furniture for use in model homes, movies, and television, by home stagers and corporate offices. And when the furniture comes back, they sell it for pennies on the dollar. Save even more now through Monday on a huge selection of new and previously rented furniture, including new upholstery in several styles and colors, sectionals with powered recliners, sofa and chair sets starting from $399, plus bedroom sets, dining sets, wall art, accent pieces, and office furniture now all at amazing prices. And check out their mattress galleries. New 14-inch queen mattresses from just $299. Come in today and discover where families, home stagers, and business professionals have been saving for over 50 years. With locations in Glendale on Central, in Corona at the 91 and McKinley, and Fountain Valley at Euclid in the 405. Check them out on Yelp or go to courtfurnitureoutlet.com. That's C-O-R-T furnitureoutlet.com.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's #1 tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-966-3144. That's 800-966-3144. 800-966-3144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The LA Lakers are entering a new generation with the biggest trade in NBA history. Luka Doncic joins this iconic Lakers team led by LeBron James when you catch all the Lakers action on the Odyssey app. And check out all your favorite LA teams from the Rams, Kings, LAFC, UFC football, WNBA, and more. It's all streaming for free when you download the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Address your hair loss, get $250 off, 250 free hair grafts at advancedhair.com.
LA City Fire gives a report to the Public Safety Committee and says it could take longer than 4 minutes to get to your home to put out a fire. More news on the way at 5:30. Right now, 525 traffic brought to you by Edelson PC. Here's Scott.
Okay, in case you're just tuning in, the 60 eastbound, we have a sig alert that's been there for about 13 hours here. E60 on the 57 merge, it's the three right lanes that are blocked. A deadly crash investigation, there was debris all over the place as well, so they're still trying to deal with that, and I believe offloading some of these trucks that were involved. It's jammed from Hacienda Boulevard eastbound on the 60. We've got a sig alert in Pasadena, 210 eastbound at Hill, right lane blocked there. Big rig crash, that is heavy from before Seiko Mountain. And continues tough for the most part out through the 605 East 134 at the 5. Another sig alert has at least a right lane blocked. That is going to back you up, leaving about Pass Avenue at this point as you work your way out through the 5 interchange. North 5 at the 110, motorcycle crash still blocks the right lane. North 605 at the 5, we've got a motorcycle wreck there. Let's check the 105 with Susie Jessup, Southern California Toyota Dealers, Instant Eye View.
Slow ride getting away from LAX. This is eastbound 105. Right at Wilmington, a stalled car blocking one of the middle lanes. You're backed up solid from the 405. Earlier wreck on the westbound side of the 105 at the 710. That did clear from the carpool and left lane, but a heavy crawl from the 605.
Thanks, Susie. 91 eastbound, that's tough from the 5 for the most part out through Anaheim Hills past the 241. North 241 jam from the 261 to the 91. And in Santa Ana, northbound 5 at Grand, we have an injury crash in lanes. That is tough out of Irvine. Continues heavy through the Orange Crush interchange. The Eaton fire has devastated a vibrant community at Edelson PC. Our attorneys have years of experience taking utility companies to trial for causing catastrophic fires. If you've suffered losses in the Eaton fire, call 626-400-6200. Edelson PC is responsible for this attorney advertisement. SoCal's only reliable traffic reports every 10 minutes on the 5s from the Irvine Auto Center, 24-hour traffic center.
Wind advisory is going up at 10 o'clock tonight, going to last through 2 p.m. tomorrow. Temperatures are going to be warming up a lot into this weekend and into next week. We will see more temperatures in the 80s for the whole region. The warmest days expect to be on Sunday and Monday. Right now, 64 degrees. In Inglewood, 68, Glendale, 66, here on LA's Miracle Mile.
The Range Rover Sport is an uncompromising vehicle expertly configured to express the perfect balance of performance and refinement. Three of the top Range Rover dealerships in America are located in Los Angeles, Pasadena, and Newport Beach, and collectively have over 150 Range Rover Sports in stock. Three locations that offer owner loyalty incentives of up to $4,000 and competitive financing rates as low as 3.9% on select vehicles. Three locations to shop and test drive the Range Rover Sport SE, Dynamic SE, and Range Rover Sport Hybrid. With its exceptional range and ability to go from 0 to 60 in 5.3 seconds, visit LandRoverLosAngeles.com, LandRoverPasadena.com, and LandRoverNewportBeach.com and experience why we sell more Range Rover Sport than anyone else in California.
Restrictions apply. Owner loyalty credit based on eligible requirements and compatible only with Jaguar Land Rover Financial Group. Financing based on approved credit. See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/5/25.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Nia.
Hi, Nia. It's Jennifer. Did you know that Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay. I was just double checking. Get it?
Because Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year.
Oh, you get me, Nia.
You could say that I double get you.
I guess we've taken it too far.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Amazon Business offers smart business buying solutions, so you can spend more time growing your business and less time doing